Oh, it's already recording.
Hello, hello, hello. Rebel Number Two Podcast in the galaxy.
Welcome.
We're back.
How long has it been? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to know. Don't check the calendar. Don't keep tabs on us. We post when we post.
Yeah, we do what we want, when we want it, how we want it. When me and Anna. But it's hard because we got to keep up with my schedule and we got to keep up with Anna's schedule, and then we got to collide that.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of background work you guys don't see, but welcome to Virgo season.
You want to read the Astro Babes so people kind of get what we mean about, like, when we talk about Virgo season, because it's clear in our head, but we're not talking about, like, the people. We're talking about the characteristics that is held with Virgo people. This is what we're talking about. We mean Virgo vibes, this, that. It's characteristics that are associated with that astrology sign.
Yeah, so, and that element, all of that jazz. It's like, it's season, there's other planets, there's like a lot going on. But exactly what Gabby said, it's just us attributing a certain time period or a certain vibe or a certain thing to a certain sign.
Exactly. And Virgo is the grounding sign, and we thought that would be a great way. It's an earth sign, but that's what I mean by grounding, and that's a great way to start up season two, because we started season one with Taurus season, which was the other earth sign, the other grounding sign. So
yeah,
it's coming full circle.
Keep on going with all of these cycles, riding out those waves, those chaotic waves of the other mutable and fixed signs that are out there. I don't know how to explain it, but so happy Virgo season. Welcome to season two of Stream Our Consciousness. Now recording on much better audio for you guys, so you don't have to listen to the lawnmowers in the back of the parks that we randomly filmed in throughout this time. Like, some of that footage
with my Bluetooth headphones.
Some of that footage didn't even make it in because, like, it's just like the audio was so bad, or it's just like we had so much other stuff. So we are so glad to be starting season two off on a grounding and fresh audio, crisp, clear start.
Mm-hmm. Virgo approved.
Is this Virgo approved?
All
those people with Virgo placements, please drop us a comment. Let us know. But I'm gonna read off of you Astro Beebs, which is at Astro Beebs on Twitter. We'll link them down below. But astrology Twitter is some of my favorite Twitter. This is just a little side note, but it's a great community. So here we have them tweeting about Virgo season. So they describe Virgo season as like, welcome to the season of like words, planning, building a system that works for you, communicating adaptively, making hard work look easy, multitasking like a legend, wonderful connections and ideas. And that's what this season's about. You know what I mean? And you can, Virgos have that kind of like obsessive energy where you can just execute. You know what I mean? They'll think things through, and they usually think things through pretty right. As much as like they can be stubborn or whatnot, another Virgo could be, they're usually on point because they're very thorough. They know what they're doing. They're executing. So cheers to executing this month, this season. We're transitioning it to now. But that is a little gist of Virgo season.
Yes, it is. And we're going to take this episode to devote it to love. We just want you to know a little bit more about ourselves and how we love, how we receive love, what our vibes are. Because we realized we recorded an episode talking about this and we were kind of dancing around the root to it. Exactly. You guys don't know us like that. You know, some people are our friends watching. Thanks for supporting us. Some people are our secret fans. I would like to thank all you 10 subscribers.
You 20 monthly listeners.
200 followers on Insta.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, at SOC Pod and subscribe. Stream Our Consciousness. But yeah, I think it would be fair if we talk about being open with people, and we have these people that preach that, then I guess on our platform, we have to be open with you. And we do have to set boundaries. We're not going to tell you names. We're not going to tell you all our situations of what love was going on.
Yeah.
But scenarios where we grew from and we learned from that we think you could, it's helpful maybe in your life.
Yeah. And like, philosophizing about love and like what love means, the big broad thing. But I think it's time for us to share with you how we let love in, how we see love, because love is needed for you to kind of get through life. So that's why we wanted to do this. Season two, we wanted to start off with love.
Because that's honesty. All,
yeah. Oof. Yeah. Stick along for the ride. Take a trip as we discuss love and what love means to us.
So part one. We're going to enter part one right now. All right, I guess we'll tell you what our sexuality or our relationship status is, all right? If you really are asking, like, stop digging at me, chill out.
Stop pressing me. Nobody can press me but the press, Travis Scott. That's my favorite lyric by him.
Say it one more time.
Nobody can press me but the press.
And even so, the press, so like, no, don't even.
Yeah, that's why even I would that. Never even be that.
Famous. Like, honestly, that's why I would never want to be famous. Like, when I'm famous, I already, like, in my head, I put scenarios, and like, when I'm on TV, I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm a human like you. Stop idolizing me. Would you want all your dirty laundry out there? No. Why would you want to know when I pee and who I talk to and who I text? Just chill.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, you're so right about that. Yeah, but yeah. So,
yeah. But you know what? I feel like we're kind of putting ourselves on the platform. We're like, we're going to tell you anyway, even though no one's asking. Me and Gaeta are very similar in this sense.
Yeah, but, we really are. Yeah. We do have
this well.
Yeah, we do have, me and Gabby have very different like lifestyles, perceptions. We're both at our own separate journeys in love. So our like sexuality, our personalities, all of that shifts over time. And we've kind of figured it out throughout our lifetimes and our experiences. And so when people ask us like, oh, what's your relationship status? Like that even in itself is a complicated question. Like relationship is a complicated words. Like we all have very different, we both have like different romantic and sexual relationships with different people that vary in depth. And, but I'm officially single, and which means to me that I'm not in a monogamous relationship. So currently, like, I'm just experiencing whatever I want to experience and just doing to me. But my approach to relationships, romantic, friendship, and, well, yeah, friendships are always a part of it, but romantic and sexual, it's usually I come forward with it, like, in a very polyamorous way. Why does that sound weird when I say it? Polyamorous way? But I have been in a long-term relationship and a monogamous one, and I'm not entirely closed off to that either. So I guess it depends on the person, and, you know, it always depends on the person. But that's kind of the least complicated way I can explain all of these like kind of different relationships that we currently have, but we're single, we're not in monogamous relationships. And in terms of sexuality, like I personally consider myself a mix of like sapiosexual and demisexual. And sapiosexual is like someone who's attracted to another person's intellect. And demisexuals, who as a person who's attracted to another person's personality. So I'm not necessarily 50-50, nor am I like one more than the other, but like sometimes I'm usually like 60% demi, like 40% sapiosexual. Like it's funny when I hear it out loud, but I sound like a fucking weirdo. But yeah, it honestly is. It changes with that. It changes with each person. It can be like 60-40, 70-30. It depends. Like, I just need to be attracted to someone's mind and personality, and that in their essence, their whole vibe. And so if we click, we click. And that relationship develops into whatever that relationship is.
Yeah, I totally agree. Being attracted to someone's vibe and personality. But then I realize, wow, it's not like there's one type, one vibe and personality that I'm attracted to. I've noticed by being polyamorous, and why this works so much for my type of personality and my lifestyle, is that understanding that people fit in a different aspect and function of my life. So exactly. It's like that person that I want to like talk to with my emotions to and like be a nerd with maybe is not the person that's railing me, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely. Yeah. People serve different purposes. Reminds me of this song by Roy Ayers. It's like one of my favorite songs. It's called I Am Your Mind Part 2. His lyrics go, He goes, "We will never be one, for I'll part from you and you will part from me, you finding another mind and I another soul. We will travel on and on. And by the way, I need more than sex to nourish my equilibrium, but I do need sex. I also need sun, trees, stars, creativity, and love. But you saturate my soul with too much of one and not of the other. Therefore, I cry."
Like, wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah,
that's
it's exactly, so amazing. Hey, it's exactly what you were saying. You're like, people saturate certain things of your life and you just gotta make some space for them, you know?
Yeah, and like one person can encapsulate everything I need. Like, I want like a bad boy sometimes. I don't want a good boy sometimes. I don't want someone to be trying to be all these people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to force anyone to be who they're not. I'm going to go to the people when I hang out. When I hang out with certain people, that's the reason why. You know, you pick certain times. But then you realize, you got to reflect, where am I giving most of my attention to? I think I'm polyamorous, and I really do, and I'm jumping around and doing whatever I feel like it, but then you know in your heart what one person you're giving most of your attention to and what you're devoting yourself to.
Exactly, yeah. I totally agree with Gabby. We both, like, operate very similarly, and again, we're at different journeys in our lives, but a lot of the things, like, overlap in terms of how we approach love. You know what I mean? It's like, that's kind of like, that's what sexuality is. It's like, what do you like, what do you seek? What do you approach? What do you like to approach you? You know what I mean? So that's kind of like, that's kind of the way we vibe through. And again, it's kind of complex, but you know, humans are complex and love is complex. So, but I wanted to ask you kind of this philosophical question, but it doesn't have to be that big. It can be pretty simple. Like, what is love for you, Gabby?
So there's so many different types of love, and I think me and Anna are mostly talking about the like emotional, sensual, intimate love that you have with partners. But like, when I think of love, I'm like, okay, I can't forget like parental and like monotheistic love and like monotheism. Am I talking about God? I'm sorry, that's not monotheistic. I don't even monotheism is like believing like one God.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess you love that one God.
Yeah, it's like worshiping that one person and thinking they can like just have all the love in the world.
Yeah,
literally though. That's what I was like, why am I like giving all of this one love to one person? That actually freaks me out, because I have this theory, like, you just carry their emotions in their pocket, right? And then you just are just chilling, carrying their emotions in their pocket. And honestly, that's why like me and my ex-boyfriend broke up. It's like, you don't want to just be like taking someone's love from their heart and just walking around with it, and then the day you forget to wear pants with pockets, they're not even in your mind. And that was my problem. Like, I forgot to wear a lot of pants with pockets, and I would just be doing my own thing and then realize, oh shoot, like, I didn't realize doing my own thing is actually taking love from them. You know?
Yeah, that is an astounding way to explain it.
So that's why, like, monogamy is actually scary to me. Like, it's actually, like, scary, because we're really letting people play with our heart and our vulnerability of emotions, and we think it's, like, fairy tales and stuff, but I'm, like, me maybe being a Capricorn and Venus, I'm like, do you know what you mean when you say this? That's why I'm just, like, trying, like, and I feel like that's being almost cold-hearted, because I don't take what they say seriously when they're saying, oh, I want, like, to move in, I want to do this, I want to do that, like, I want this forever. I'm like, bro, like, no, you know what I mean? No, like,
yeah,
now we're in college, we're in this. You don't know what forever is. You don't know what the future is. You can't make me a promise just because I want to feel good and that's what I want to hear.
Exactly, that is a big thing, Gabby. Wow, you're like, yeah, you're explaining this so perfectly. You're right. It's like, you don't know the future, so why be hung up on it? So why not live in the now? And I think the difference between like wanting to desire a future with someone and then building up expectations, I think that's a big difference. And Gabby actually led me to that kind of like, she kind of led me there. She was like, yo, you can't just put expectations on someone of like love, of this, of that, if you know what I mean, you don't know what the future holds. And so I think that's a big importance. It's like, what do you want? Like, what do you love? What do you want from love? But like, what is realistic, I guess, or like what's not explaining, but like
realistic, you're right?
You're the expectations.
Why are we pretending? We live in a fantasy world where love lasts forever. We all know statistics is real, and like that is that being cold hearted, or those people in love are just like. Are just stuck. You know what I mean? You're like, love is, you know, they're just, we're just stuck, and people want to be stuck, and that's cool. If you want, it's like a drug. It's like, you want to be stuck on that. That's that's cool. And I respect that. Cause I go there sometimes, you know? Yeah. And like, I really think my mindset changes when I'm there, but I actually think that's more immature. Like, I like myself better when I'm not in a relationship, because then I'm like blinded by all these concepts that they're like, I start to gain intelligence when I'm not in a relationship. Yep. And I'm like, oh my God, I know what love is. And then when I'm in it, I'm like, oh my God, like I was wrong. Like, why don't I give this a chance? Like, I'm like romanticizing it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it.
I want to know your vibe. What do you feel like? What did you build up to this moment now with love, Anna?
Okay, well, this journey of love has been like pretty intense for at least the past like 3 years. So like, this has been a long time of a lot of experiences like accumulating and leading up to this, to be like, oh shit, what is love to me? A few nights ago, like not a few nights ago, this was like a bit ago. I was just like, okay, so I was like overthinking the fuck out of love, and it was just, you know, when you overthink and like you're overthinking in just fucking circles, and it was just so overwhelming that I wasn't getting anywhere. And I was like, what the fuck? I hate love. I hate this shit. Like, why am I thinking about it? In the psychology world, those negative thoughts are called ants. So I was laying in bed and I was like, had so many ants fucking crawling through my mind. And I texted Gabby and I was just, so fed up. I was just so fed up with love. But let me give you some context. I was seeing someone for like, that was on and off for 2 years. And I was always clear at the beginning to express my desire not to be in a relationship. And I thought he accepted that. But towards the end, he was asking more for me and he wanted a relationship. And at that point, which was exactly a year ago, like kind of like insane to think about it now, like wasn't able to give him what he wanted for like many personal reasons. So like that love ended up being lost. So it was just like, I don't know, it's hard not to think about like all this stuff, like all this like love that was offered and like what could have happened, what couldn't, like what didn't happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like when love is offered at your door, it's like different. It's like, whoa, what? Like, what is this? Like same goes for Gabby. It's like, do you know what you're asking me? Like, do you know what you want? Like, you don't know what you want. Like, you think you want this thing from me, but it's not what you want. You know what I mean? Like, you're idealizing love, or you're putting me on a pedestal, and it's not what this is. But this is like, the point of this is like, I kind of expressing like I didn't commit to him like in a monogamous relationship, nor did I put on a label of our long-term relationship. Like, I still did love him. And like, there's still parts of me that will always like miss and love that. And so it was like late at night, overthinking the stuff out. And I'm going to read you the text message I sent to Gabby. I was like, hey, do you ever have such an intense pain being away from someone? And you know, you're like, you know, feeling them will be the only thing that can fill the void. Or is that void subjective and we can change it and be able to not miss people that aren't ours? And then Gabby was
that like, aren't ours. Like, Anna, you see, that's what love makes you do. Like, you may have, like, you're like, I want to be the only person they think about. Like, it's like, you know, that's not true. Sorry, keep on going.
No, yeah, I know that's not true. Yeah, like, he's full, like, after, like, of course, like, after I was like, no, I can't be in a relationship with you, and we stopped seeing each other, like, he got into a full blown relationship. So it was just me saying like, oh, this person is not mine, nor will ever be.
And even just though realizing, giving yourself the reality of it.
Yeah, I was giving myself the reality. I was like, holy shit. Like, because I desired a friendship from this person, but like it wasn't mutual. Like, I think, I don't know what else is going on in their lives that they just couldn't be my friend regardless. So it was like super sad. I was like, damn, this person's like not mine at all. He once was mine, wanted to be more than just like whatever, and now this person's gone and this person doesn't even want to be a friend. And I was like, fuck, like this sucks, like I miss this person, like I loved this person, like did they not understand that, like just because I wasn't with them, but like I regret, you know, there's just like overthinking this shit. And I was like, Yeah, love fucking makes you overthink. Like, anyone here that sits and is, like, super cold-hearted and is like, nah, I don't overthink about love. Like, nah, like, it's intense. It's an intense and complex feeling. It's just, like, certain people, like, because it's an intense and complex feeling, they're just like, I'm not about it. And, like, they don't, and I get it. But, like, there's something still so beautiful about being, like, mushy and love. And that's what I'm saying. I was like, wait a minute. I like that. But, like, why, but that's not reality either. But, like, why can't it be both?
And I, that's what I try to do.
Yeah. So
we finished the text.
Okay. So, okay. So the text was, you were like, well, this is what Gabby said after that intense text message I sprung on her. She was like, well, nah, you actually miss him. You know, a person, you can't fill the void through anyone else. And you're like fixed through distractions. But it's like it's like your favorite food at a particular place. You can get pizza anywhere, but you know the OG. And you may have a lot of favorites, and maybe you can never fill the void of the particular flavor. And I was just like, yeah, when I was like, absolutely. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the point of that was like, she's like, I was like, love is pizza. Like, so when she said pizza, it really clicked to me. It really just like, it all came crashing down. And I was like, oh yeah, it's pizza. It's just like, love is pizza. It came from the analogy of where love is pizza is. It came from me, like Gabby trying to simplify love, you know, because sometimes you do have to simplify something that's so grand and overwhelming and intense and blah 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 blah, and all of these like beautiful films and music and stuff, because love inspires, you know what I mean, as like artist Gabby, like doesn't love inspire you? Like
yeah but yeah. You know, you're in the context of it, like I just going through a breakup, so that's what I'm gonna say.
So we're like in different
if you hit me up a year ago when I was living with my boyfriend in the summer chilling on Love Island, then yeah I would say something else.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I guess like I've reached that level of love because I was like, all right, love is this thing and love is good, but like love is just fucking pizza. Like, simplify it like that, like think of it like that. Like, love is just, you can fill the void in certain places, you'll always have your favorites, you'll always go back to certain place, but you'll always enjoy it, like, and you'll always sometimes want it, unless I don't know, those people who don't like pizza, like fuck you.
Yeah, lactose intolerant.
Well, like, not even. I know fucking, that's not a fucking excuse. Like, I know people who are lactose intolerant will have vegan pizza. We'll
like
have
gluten free.
Yeah, they'll fucking
intolerant.
Do that. So at least I know that their heart, they have love. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I will eat this like thing called pizza. But people really don't fucking like it. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely psychotic.
Yeah, like,
just kidding.
I don't know if I can even kiss you because we don't have the same taste buds. Like, like, I guess our taste buds will collide, will match.
You won't like my taste buds because I just ate pizza an hour
ago. Like, pizza in my like consistent diet, so I don't know.
Yeah, pizza's such a good part, such a good part of the diet.
Love is pizza. You go to all these different places for your pizza. You know, I'm gonna go anywhere to any pizza store. I'll try it all around. I don't care, you know. But you have that loyal slice. First of all, you have a slice of flavor that you like. So even if there's like a flavor that someone that's like, oh my God, they remind me of this person, or like they have the same signs or some shit, you see a similarity in different partners. That's a similar flavor, but it's not going to be the same. That's where you can go wrong and like compare people.
Yeah.
Because like,
good point.
Like, I don't know, astrology sometimes got me going thinking extra stupid shit. Honestly, like extra shit. I'm like, this Cancer moon is gonna, and it's like all this shit. I'm like, you know what? Maybe
with
they're
mania.
Just different people living in different parts of the earth and they don't even connect, okay? Some days I'm like, all right, chill, Gabby. Like, yeah, because someone came up to me, like, it was like, hey, I gotta like discuss boundaries. Like, you can't be talking about birth charts and this shit. I'm like, okay, fine. like people are starting to find it annoying. And like, because like the people that love it can talk about it all the time and like relate everything to it. But then people that hate it are like, bro, like you're not even talking about anything. And that's why it's like Virgo season. We know what we mean when we say Virgo season, but it sounds like nothing to other people. It's like, I don't know. Like people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, next topic, please.
But like
when it's like, you're a Virgo, when I'm like, wait, but you're a Virgo and you can do this, 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 they're like, oh word? Oh word? I want to talk about loyalty and being like having a loyal heart versus loyal action. So it's like, You know how I said you're going to always know and give that attention to that one person that you go back to, right? That one slice, you're going to always be thinking, maybe compare it. Oh, but that wasn't as good as that slice. You know what I mean? Oh, that shit. That wasn't as good as my original, you know, because then yeah. you're not, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But action, like I could do things and I could try other slices. That doesn't mean anything about who I love the most. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't want people to get it twisted. Like, I know cheating is such a bad thing, all this stuff, but like, also you shouldn't be like hated or like, I don't yeah. know, punished if you're like, I just yeah. had to try other things. Like, that's my life. I'm like, you can't tell me to go to a place and not try any of the pizza in the city because you want me to be loyal to the pizza in New York. Of course I want to try Chicago deep dish. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I've ever heard that sentence.
I'm going so hard. We could.
That sentence is amazing. You don't think I'm gonna go to Chicago and try deep dish? Yeah, you're so right. You're yeah, so right. Yeah, like,
come on.
I get it. Yeah, you're right.
And like, I hate the grandma slice at my local town. And yeah. Less. Like, that's yeah. why it's like, don't it's compartmentalize all the relationships. That's what yeah. like, the other people might not get. You know, like, you love all your bitches like the same, you know?
Yeah, because you know it's not true. You like don't love your bitches all the same, but like, you don't love all your pizza the same, but like, you know your heart is where it's rooted there. You're like, yo, that's my heart, that's my thing. Yeah, but I'm gonna go try the Chicago pizza and it's probably not gonna be as good. It'll never be like you.
Yeah.
But it gets into an issue where it's like not an issue. Yeah, there's of course other complexities of this, but like, I liked your concept on punishment. That was very, very interesting, because if like, you're right, you shouldn't be punished or outcasted, because then you would outcast and punish over 50% of the population, you know what I mean? Like, literally, that's what is so interesting when you said that, because it's like, what are the divorce rates? You know what I mean? And yeah. like, I'm not saying everybody like went through that, but it's, yeah, I agree. Like, it's like, that doesn't mean you don't love whatever less. I don't know. Like, it depends. Yeah, like you the can't boundaries.
Be in Chicago thinking about New York pizza the whole time. You're not going to enjoy yourself. You're not even going to take, you know what I mean? That's going to mess you up. You got to think about your present moment and what's going to help you more. That relationship with Chicago is the deepest you're going to get. And it doesn't have anything to do with New York. New York's not even here. You can't even get to New York. You know what I mean? Like, that's, are you going to bring frozen New York pizza to Chicago? No. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, that's, and just, like, even ruining like, it.
And it's, like, even trying out other things. It's, like, not even pizza to pizza. Like, it becomes, like, pizza to, like, the Chicagoan food of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, like, whatever the fuck people in Chicago go eat. Like, please let me know. I don't really know what you guys eat.
Let me know.
I agree with your compartmentalizing. And I think it's the most important thing to, like, tell the New York pizza that you're gonna go eat some Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
Or if you eat some Chicago pizza, you tell the New York pizza, be like, yo, sorry, grandma, I love your pizza, but like, I ate some Chicago pizza last weekend. But,
I got, like, deep dished.
I got deep dished. Yeah. So it's like, it doesn't mean I love you. This doesn't mean I'm not here. It doesn't mean I'm not gonna eat your slice for the rest of my life, I guess. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
I'm gonna eat your slice, don't worry.
So it's like, okay, yeah, it's the compartmentalizing and then the not punishing each other. But like, the key part is like honesty in the beginning and honesty at the end. You know what I mean? It's like this needs to be discussed like with a person who is also polyamorous or also monogamous. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck, like, you guys need to talk about, you need to talk about. I don't know how to explain that, but you're right, Gabby. I like the way you compartmentalized it and even expanded pizza to be that.
Because, like, you know, if you talk about it and they're not down, then maybe that's not the part that's going to hurt more than love, you know? It's going to hurt you guys more than the love will nurture you. So I think it's important to do it first before you guys know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. I totally agree, and I think that's a perfect segue into, like, what really love, like, means for me. Like, you know, I kind of went into the pizza, straight to the pizza analogy, because that's currently what love means to me, but, like, I kind of have, like, various different types of, like, I see love as this kind of, like, multi, like, moving, like, figure that has, like, so many different sides to it, mm-hmm. and it's, like you look at love through different sides of it. And, like, you know, for example, like, compartmentalizing mistakes or whatever, not mistakes, but like actions or another human's actions or another involvement of another human, or like, other things that happen in life that lead to like divorce or fallouts or whatever, like ending of love, like that can be compartmentalized so the love can still, the entity can still exist. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know if that is the best way I can explain it.
Yeah, it's kind of like protecting that like pure entity and not letting these other like factors that don't really matter enter it.
Yeah, and it's also like, it's like you view, like you see, like you, like when you said, you're like, oh, love can be mushy, but it can be realistic. You're just turning over the entity, looking at it through different sides, you know, and you're like, all right, cool. Like love is mushy. Love is serious. Love is pizza. Love is grandma. Love is my family. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like this entity. And I think that entity is like you, like your love, like you, who you are as a human, because I think at the root of every human, like at our souls, that it's love. Like love is the center of it. So love for me is like literally the purest form of like just understanding and accepting. And it's like about loving another human for who they are. And most importantly, showing that their love is important to your life in a way. Like it's knowing, like I accept you for what you are. You accept me for what I am. And we understand each other that we're different and that we're two different human beings. But at the end of the day, the love between us is important and I allocate time to it. And like, you know, so it's like by doing that, that love will be able to survive through the ups and downs, the fights, the mistakes, the misunderstandings, because if I love you, you love me, we can get through, like, it really is cheesy, but like, we can kind of get through anything. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like the simplest thing is like me and Gabby like got into an argument and Gabby's like, nah, like we can't see each other. And I was like, no, we can put that aside because I trust you. You trust me, which is like our form of love. We're going to meet up and we're going to keep going. You know what I mean? Like it didn't end anything. It doesn't, like our fights, like I don't think will probably ever end anything because of that. We express like the importance that we are to each other. You know what I mean? Like there is stakes. Like love does come with stakes, which is why it's hurt. Which is why it hurts when it's lost. I hope that makes some fucking kind of sense.
It is hurt when it's lost. And
exactly. Because it was important to you. It was important to you. It was important to you this entire time. And you knew it. You just didn't explain that to them or you didn't want to realize it into your own self. Like the love that you give out, that energy you give out is really, really important. So if you know how important someone else's love is to you, and you accept them for who they are and the same goes back, then you can count on them at the end of the day. You know what I mean? You can move forward. You know their worth in your life and you can really like kind of work through anything, whether it's a friendship, it's a family, it's a relationship. This is kind of where I kind of went into a few days ago. I was like, wait, love is like work. And it's like, because this life is pretty wild and there's like a lot of chaos. But with that acceptance and without that like work to be like, yo, I accept you, you accept me, and I have to accept, put up with your stuff wherever, like your love will fade out quickly. You know what I mean? Because it's not built to withstand long-term because love is something you have to constantly nurture. Like unconditional love is like pretty fucking intense. I don't know. Maybe that is my form of unconditional love. I don't fucking know. But it's just being like, yo, love. And I think why I'm talking so much about accepting and understanding is because like, what love for me also is at the end of the day, like I said, it's the core of the human soul. Therefore, if it's the core of each individual human soul, then love is essentially at the core self-love, if that makes any type of sense. So it's like all this stuff that I said about understanding, accepting another person, putting in work in, that all starts like within, you know what I mean? And it begins there. And then from there, you can start analyzing the other love in your life and the other relationships, the other parties that are involved, where things get more complex, more wide, like distance, space, all that. That starts, but like, if you can't do that within yourself, like that's, I think that's where I am right now. I think that's kind of where I am in this love life.
No, I definitely feel you. From this most recent breakup, I learned from the breakup before my most recent breakup. And the one before that was, you know, I kind of let myself go. I kind of let myself go in love and I didn't keep it. You know how you're talking about like keeping the root and like you're giving the love, but you still want to keep the root of your own love.
Yeah.
I started almost, I guess I was kind of letting it go too much and being a little naive with my love and not understanding what an equal transference of love looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Because like once you're giving, that means like, okay, the other person's like filling that up, right? You know, because you're giving this person support, so they should be giving you whatever you're lacking in. But it wasn't, yeah. It wasn't working like that, and I felt really empty. So then after that breakup, was like, wow, that's when I felt really empty. Because all these things I was doing, I was like, oh my God, I wasn't even being recognized. And they were just taking it in and then wearing pants with no pockets.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so then in my next, and I realized that was a really big problem because, you know, 6 months later, I think almost a year later, like 7-10 months later, I had a dream that I lost my vagina because I was really trying to move on and like see how to be intimate with other people and like other mm-hmm. people. And I had a dream that I lost my vagina. I'm on my bed looking, you know, when you're like looking at the cracks of your bed for your phone. But me, I'm like, where's my vagina? I was like, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And then I found it. I'm like, what do I do with it now that I have it in my hand? Like I found it, but I just didn't even know what to do. So then that's when I realized, I'm like, whoa, like I lost my intimacy. Even if I know where it is and it's right here, I don't even need my vagina. It's like the idea of the intimacy that I even just lost. And I gave that to the other person and they didn't even give it back to me. So like it was actually lost in the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I went back to the Rue and then I started by just like making like, I was like, you know what? Like I put all the work into school and educating myself and then I see the result back and then I get smarter. You know what I mean? It's like school doesn't let me down. Like if I do all the, like the things and the directions, then it's not going to let me down. That's the one thing I have full control over in a relationship. And then I was like nurture, and that would nurture my soul and just doing things I want to do. And then just like also just, being intimate with yourself and just understanding. Exactly.
Yeah, self-love.
Yeah. And then that's why I was ready for the next relationship, and maybe I went into it cold-hearted and I knew not to love blindly, and it becomes difficult when explaining that to your partner, saying
really
like,
difficult. Yeah.
When
yeah.
you know, maybe they've only had a couple relationships in their life and they're a little naive.
Yeah.
They don't understand. And I don't want to take that idea, you know, you see this like young child, imagine like teaching a child full of imagination. And then it's like, and you already know like the hard truth. And you're like, like, what do you do? Do you go, so what I did was I kind of went along with it. I kind of disobeyed all my polyamorous stuff. And I was like, you know what? Let me try this thing again. If this person really thinks that this thing could work and we could be like in a fairy tale love, let me try. I try to get on their level. But then I realized it's not, even with the coolest person in the world or the nicest or the most loyal, it's something like it's something that, maybe it's something I don't want to work that hard at. And it's something I you know, and maybe yeah, that's me. And it's something you have to work hard at. Okay. And like, I'd rather be like enjoying the pleasure of it, not the negative aspects.
Yeah. And see, that's your essence of self-love. Like you accepted yourself, you know what I mean? You're like, I accept me and I accept that. And like, you're doing that self-love, and it's the acceptance. So I think that is just like you accept another person for who they are, and that not this thing that you want love to be. You know what I mean? It's just
it's not going to last, but what we have in the moment, it feels good in the setting, but I can't say anything for when I'm in another setting.
Yeah. And there's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a really good way to put it. It's, and like, I think this is like kind of a mix of like you're just again more nonsense for people who are listening. Like this is your like Capricorn Venus. Like this is very much my Aquarius moon to be like, you know, like both of us have that side of ourselves that come out and we're like, wait, what's realistic? You know what I mean? Like what is reality? What is logic? Like, do you, like, you know what I mean? Do you understand the weight of the, like the weight that your words carry? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then when you start saying those, you start throwing around those big words more and more often, like, they will carry less and less. Do you know what I mean? That's why, like, I think like Gabby and I have been fed up by like being kind of like told the same things over and over and over again about life. I mean, not about life, like love, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then like being like, nah, that's not what it is.
That's not, like, I don't agree, but maybe, you know, the people, that's why it's like, okay, then don't pick me because I'm not going to go along with this. I'm
exactly,
sorry. Like,
exactly.
Pick someone else that'll go along with your fairy tale love. You know, like, that's what I feel bad. It's like, then we don't want to change who we are for other people and their style of dating and their style of love.
That is just the exact reason, like, I brought up the person that I brought up earlier was because this person asked more of me and I was like, no, like, I will not give you what you think you want from me. Mm-hmm. And like, because I'm already giving it to you now, I'm already giving you my love, you know what I mean? Like, I already love you. Yeah. Like, I don't need this. I can't like be worried and have you in my back pocket when I'm not ready to have you in my back pocket.
Yeah,
I don't even have, like, I need to put myself in the back pocket first too, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's more. Yeah. And like, yeah, we all know this. We all, like, I don't think we talk about this enough with people. It's like, I guess it's not, like, marketable. I guess, like, everybody loves the marketing of love. You know what I mean? Love is so marketed. It's so, like, in our, you know, our society, like, likes to tell us, like, the children read the fairy tales, Gabby. You know what I mean? How do you not expect them to think about it? You know what I mean? You can be like, bro, like, everything you're reading is not real. Like, they're gonna be like, what, why are we reading it in the first place?
Because, oh my god.
Because, like, love, like I said, as artists, love is so fucking inspiring. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, you can build universes through it. I don't fucking know what I'm saying, but yeah, it's hard. And I think it's good to come at love with a logical approach, but also, like, to accept that it's mushy and complicated and amazing and agonizing at the same time.
Yeah. Love is only a feeling.
A Charlie XCX quote was, like, you know, off her song Anthems from her latest historical album, How I'm Feeling Now. Like, she sings at the end of the song of the anthem. She goes, finally, like, when it's over, we might be even closer. And so I think that's, like, important kind of quote to, like, discuss, because it's like, we all need love in our lives right now. And we got to love ourselves and love each other. But, like, you know, love, know how you're loving. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
know how you're loving so you can move forward in this world. Because if you don't love, you don't love yourself, it's gonna be pretty torturous to continue. And, you know, you gotta love, like, love is a scent, like, love is needed for survival. Love is the center of our soul. So, like, you need love for your individual survival, and you need love for, like, a collective survival as a human being. You know, don't stop yourself from, and, like, love is really scary and complex. And when it comes to you, like, this is also something I learned from the previous, like, relationship, is like, when love comes, like, you have to ask yourself, like, okay, like, you know, it's like, why not let it in? Like, why not experience it and, like die? This is me being a Pisces Venus, but, like, just let yourself be in love. Because that's something I stopped myself from many, many years. I just stopped myself from, like, being in love. I was like, but I was in love in my own fucking world, but never in love with someone else. You know what I mean? It was either, like, they loved me or I loved them at a different point. Like, it's just, like, a lot of, I never let it in at the same time. And I was like, timing is not right. But it wasn't that. It was just me not letting love in and me not, like, accept, like, being like, oh shit, this complex thing is being thrown at me. I need to come at it with understanding and acceptance. And it needs to be able to do the same for me. Does that make sense? I think that's where I got to, and that's where I am in life. Because I know without any form of love, like, whether love from your parents, love from your family, like, love from your friends, especially love from other individual humans sexually and romantically, like, you don't let that stuff in, like, life will not be as fulfilling as you think it'll be. And also, like, you should let it in because, like, you deserve it. Like, you know what I mean? Who doesn't deserve to be loved? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's kind of complicated because you're like, oh, wait, the way you love me is, like, not what you want, or, like, maybe doesn't align with my love. But, like, you will find someone, like, you will, if you express that and they truly do love you, like, they will understand and accept. And it's just hard. It's really hard because, like, as time goes on, like, you're afraid of molding into something else, or you're afraid of, like, molding into someone else, and you're afraid of expectations. And I get that, but that doesn't mean, like, you can't enjoy love now, you know. Like, love is there, love, like, enjoy it, you know what I mean? Like, you love somebody, live it, you know what that quote is you texted me one time? You're like, you find something you love and let it kill you. Just, like, love it, you know what I mean? Because it'll kill you one way or another. I don't know, like, love is bound to be death in some type of way, because I don't know. That's kind of intense, but love is intense. and it can be simplified, but also like end off on a kind of big broad note, because you know how popular love is. You know how many movies, TV shows, everything, like love. You know? It's our world. It's our world.
And I really like that quote, Anna. Thanks for introducing it to me. Finally, when it's over, we might be even closer. Because at first it was like, no, like, I mean, we broke up and no, I'm further and I don't know what they're doing in their life and all this stuff. But then I'm like, Gabby, actually take it, get out of your ego. Actually, we're close. Like, I think the reason why we broke up is because we love each other so much and we understood that we can't be like sacrificing what we're doing in our separate locations to like catch up and do all that lovey-dovey stuff when it's like, we need to figure out our lives. You know, we're in a really weird part of our life, and actually it would be, it's more caring and loving to recognize that and say, I'm not, I don't want to hold you back from being you. So, then that's good. That's good love. Because at first I was just like egotistic and I was like, no, I might feel further from them, but you know what? That means that they're doing their thing, you know?
And they're fine.
So it'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be okay. Because you're getting your love and the other person's getting their love. And
yeah,
that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just want to close off with some things that might sound blunt, it might sound heartless, or it might sound lovable. I don't know how you're going to interpret this. But, you know, I'm polyamorous, so don't get love and intimate relationships twisted. I'm still giving love. You don't need to be their boyfriend or girlfriend to feel loved. Feel beyond that label, you know? Don't think that that label equals when you could feel love. My method now is to exert love and not limit myself to one person. Tell my partners my intentions, and I want to have the affection and attention like a girlfriend. But don't ever call me your girlfriend, and don't expect to be involved in my life to the extent where I'm sacrificing things for you. I have the emotions and love of a girlfriend, but not the devotion. I think devotion is something.
Because
I saw this candle. It's like young love, devotion, and delusion is the two ingredients.
Ooh,
devotion and delusion. Of course, you need to be delusional.
Yeah, you have to be devoted to the delusion for it to exist. Yeah, exactly. You have to be devoted to the delusional for that delusion to continue to exist.
Yeah.
Because then the delusion will be broken down by life and other people. And then you're like, what? You know what I mean? Or, yeah.
Yeah, we only have that devotion to ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, I was listening to the song by A Boogie, Somebody. I know that you need somebody. No one really got me like I got me. Like, you just, like, you know, you want somebody, but then you're like, wait, no one actually has you like you got you.
So yeah,
you
nobody.
Someone, you know, someone can really care about you, but, like, they're going to go back to their devotion to themselves comes first.
Self-love.
Hope you guys like and subscribe. And
keep loving. Send us love.